Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
tumble. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Boy, what a great day. What a great day. Blue skies. Joe has grounded the military spring. Except for just a few guys out there that forgot to get to read the memo. But other than that, for like a couple weeks, very little spraying. Blue skies, just like the 1950s, 1960s. Yep. Hey, Bert, is it like that with you out there California?
Vince, first of all, welcome. I'm happy to be here. And, what may be part of that is Joe's on his way out here. He is... Vince, it's kind of amazing. He's coming to San Francisco to meet with world leaders. It's a Asian economic meeting. And tomorrow, he supposedly will have a private meeting with the Chinese premier, or I guess what's his title, head of the Communist Party. They have funny titles in China. But he's meeting, and, I think any time we meet and discuss what's going on in the world is a good sign. Better meet and talk than, we've been kind of not having such good relations with China the last few years. So Vince maybe cleared the air to come out here because I'm not sure what time he leaves, but he has meeting scheduled. And Vince, San Francisco's cleaned up. It looks beautiful. I've seen, you might have seen on the news some pictures. They moved the homeless people away. I'm not sure where. They cleaned up the city. Vince, it looks, honestly, the city looks the nicest I've seen it in over 5 years. And so the world in economic form has started, actually it started yesterday, but I believe it's going on all week, Vince. And air is also very clean out here today.
Isn't that interesting? So, did you see any snowplows? I was thinking that they'd probably have the snowplows out to, to move the homeless. Push them out.
Vince, it wasn't something I was researching. I'm not sure where they were taken or where they went. I know there's lots of places where the homeless can go if they want to go be housed. Most of them don't want to do it primarily because they're not allowed to drink and use drugs and they have to behave and they, we can discuss it in another class. It's kind of a sad thing. So I'm not sure where they went, Vince, but the city looks beautiful and we'll see how long they can keep it that way. But it really looks nice. Now, you can't get everywhere because they've cordoned off certain streets and a lot of people are upset. I saw one guy being interviewed. He's a food delivery service. He can't get his food out to deliver to people because the streets that he needs to travel are closed. And also some of the businesses that order food from him are in the cordon off section. It's sort of kind of weird how they're doing it. And I guess they're worried about terrorism and there's protests scheduled and things like that, but
are you saying they built a wall or the equivalent of building a wall?
Figuratively. Yeah, they've just closed off the districts where the meetings are going on from general public. So in order to get in there, you have to either be part of the conference or part part of the press, or presumably if your office or business is in there, you're allowed in. And anyway, that's going on this week. We always hope for the best. It's always a good thing if the two most powerful countries in the world meet and talk, and we'll see how that goes. That's scheduled for tomorrow, Vince.
Yeah, maybe the federal government can take a page out of San Francisco's book and maybe cordon off, the United States from Mexico and keep illegal invaders from coming in. You know, just maybe. Maybe they could learn a lesson there. Now, I do know that the White House has a fence around it, and like another fence. And they've got, you know, just in case the first fence doesn't hold. Those are the kind of things that people in power do. And I was looking at some pictures of Joe's house, and he's got a fence around it. Now, we have a fence around ours. We have a fence around our farm.
But yeah.
It's to keep the cows in. To keep the cows
in. Yeah, leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's like 5 feet tall.
Yeah. But then, so why would the cows want to leave the Finelli Ranch?
They don't.
Like
actually, they don't.
To grow up.
Actually, they
probably don't. Yeah, they're probably just bored and exploring.
Well, actually, what it is, Bert, is the neighbors' cows really like our grass. They think it's the best. And so, really, what it is, it's a way of the cows learning where their home is. You know, when they're young, they test the fence to see, you know, what the limits of their free range is. And then there are people who try to steal our cows, and they cut the fence. So it's
that's
it's
still going on, Vince. We used to call that cattle rustling in the 1800s.
Yeah, I think in the future, if it continues, it hasn't happened for probably maybe 10 years, but it has happened. Our fence has been cut, and some of our cows were fenced in another farmer's farm, and I called the sheriff, and we got our cows back. And you know, if you're nice to the cows, they know who you are. If you're mean to the cows, they won't come when you call them.
Yeah.
So I just called them. I couldn't see these cows. They're on the other side of the far 40 there, and I said, I think our cows are on this guy's farm. And the sheriff said, well, can you get him? I said, yeah, I'll just call him. Come on. And then you hear all these moves and the cows come running to me.
Wow.
And the sheriff said, I guess they're your cows. And I said, yeah, they are my cows.
Yeah.
So we have, and here's what we do. We decorate them. And we give them all earrings and one earring. And it's kind of a color that nobody would want. And that's why we picked that color, because everybody else uses red and yellow and white and blue. And we use this lime-colored green that nobody would want. And so nobody wants it, so our cows have the only lime-colored green tags. So, you know, you can easily spot them. And I told the sheriff that, see these cows over here? These are ours. They're in our field. And I said, now, the ones that that were taken from our farm, they have the same color tags. Then we went over, and they don't sell the color tag around here. They sell the, you know, the yellow and the red and the, you know, blue and the white, but not that green. So it's not a popular color, and so the local farmers don't buy that color. And so when I called them, they all had the same earrings in, you know, except they have numbers on their ears. Yeah. When I say earrings, I'm talking about ear tags. Yep.
Yeah. Vincent, in the Old West, the only thing worse than cattle rustling, I believe, was horse thievery. That was mm-hmm. probably the worst thing you could get caught for.
Yeah,
stealing another man's horse.
Yeah, and the penalty was terminal.
Yeah, I think it was instant.
Yeah, yeah, it's democracy. You know,
yeah.
The guys that caught the cattle rustlers would have a vote. How many in favor of hanging them? Okay, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So it was really, it was discouraged. And you know, it was self-limiting. So the guys that rustled cattle didn't get a chance to talk about it too much because they weren't around too long. You know, when they got caught, they were terminated.
Yeah. Vince, lots in the news about EVs. And, the best was, I think, the one-liner from the CEO of Toyota, but I'll save that. Vince, Plug Power crashed. They're a company involved in making hydrogen. Rivian is trying to raise $15 billion for a new plant in Georgia. Good for them if they can do it. And I guess the biggest news is this is kind of staggering. Vince, there's a company called Lucid Motors, and they have an electric car. And there's an article out yesterday by Andrew Chapados. He did some economic calculations and said they lose $227,000 per car that they sell. They've had a $600 million net loss last quarter alone. Lucid Motors, and they're still in business. They had, you're a finance guy, Vince. $630 million net loss for the quarter, $137 million in revenue. So you can see that loss. And, they claimed it on overhead costs, but SG&A, you know what that is, selling, general, and administrative, $190 million in losses there. Well, that's all an expense. Free cash flow, so that's something a lot of people look at when you're looking at, you know, how is the company doing from a standpoint of, you know, paying the bills. Negative cash flow, $706 million. And, I guess they're going to try and raise more money, but the stock has gone from up in the 50s when it first went public to, it's something like $4. It's around $4 a share now. So they're still in business. And Vince, one of the biggest investors was Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. So they came, I don't know how good an investment it's going to be, but not so good. So here's the quote that, and there's lots of stories like this, but I thought this quote was very telling. And remember, Toyota did not go all in electrics. They primarily make some hybrids and a couple of plug-in hybrids. But here's the quote from Toyota Motor Corporation Chairman Akio Toyota, quote, "People are finally seeing reality," unquote. And then he goes on to say, quote, "There are many ways to climb the mountain for achieving carbon neutrality," unquote. So Toyota did not go full blaze into EVs, and they're doing very well. But some of these other electric manufacturers, not so good. And even with all the subsidies they're receiving, not so good.
So, Bert, the Biden administration, as far as I remember, they've set a goal of making sure that 50% of all car sales are zero emission by 2030. That's like pretty soon. That's going to be 6 years from now. 6 years, 50% of all vehicles. But at the same time, the grid can't support it. And then there's some statistics about, well, how much this is going to cost for the grid to expand to charge these.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert was in California. Bert has an article, Fox News. And it says that there's some analysis that figured out the cost of the charging stations for these electric vehicles that are planned and will be deployed according to the Biden administration. And, of course, the governor of California. And the number is about almost $12,000 per electric vehicle over a period of 10 years. Now, the people who are going to pay these costs are not typically the EV owner, but the ratepayers and taxpayers. So everybody gets to pay the cost for people to ride around in these electric vehicles. At the same time, these electric vehicles weigh more than they need to, which causes more potholes, more road damage, which, of course, the taxpayers and the people who buy gasoline and diesel fuel get to pay for, because the roads are paid for with the taxes, some of which are from the fuel tax for gasoline and electricity. So don't you think maybe if we're going to have electric vehicles and people still want to have them, that maybe they should be charged that $12,000 for the first 10 years of the rollout of the expansion of the grid and charging stations? And maybe, well, not maybe, they should also pay the amount of the subsidy that was, the subsidy is almost $49,000 more to own that electric vehicle because of the taxpayer funding and subsidies of them. So maybe the electric vehicle should be priced. No, not maybe. They should be priced at market price. And if they were, nobody would buy them, right, Bert?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we talked about that article in Fox in our last class, and that basically looked at the subsidies, and that's just not the way the government looks at things, Vince. I mean, it's funny. You would think by now we've learned that the market knows best, and when you force things through subsidies like this, there's a lot of unintended consequences. But government doesn't seem to learn. They keep wanting to meddle, and they think they're, I mean, I think a lot of these people think they're doing something good, but, you know, they don't realize it. You know, a lot of homes still have 100-amp service, and in order to effectively charge one or two EVs and you have your air conditioning and everything else, you probably need 200-amp service, and, you know, now there's some homes that have 400-amp service, but, you know, that's going to take years to upgrade, and that's a part of the power grid a lot of people forget about. It doesn't matter what you do on some of the main transmission lines if you still have 100-amp service to the home, and that's just, you know, you can't charge your car and run your air conditioner at the same time, basically.
Bert, have you ever seen a house that has a 400? Back in the 60s, well, probably back in the 20s, not in the 30s, houses had 30-amp service, 30. And then in the 60s, probably in the 50s, they moved up to 60 amps. And then 50s, and then the 60s, maybe 100 amps. The panels were rated 125 amps, but the service was 100. And then probably around the 80s, 200 amp began to be a little more popular. And now 400 amps. Do you know anybody who has a 400 amp service?
No, I don't, but they're talking about it. It's actually mentioned in some of the comments on the Fox article you talk about. Person says if you want to upgrade to 400 amps, it's $10,000 or more. So I don't know. And
I don't think they
operate everywhere either.
Yeah, I have it. I have 400 amp service. And the reason I have it is not what you might think. When the utility company put our feed to our farm from the road, we had a choice. It could be underground or it could be power poles. It was the same price. So obviously I chose underground. But we had to provide the ditch and we had to provide the conduit, the protection for the wire that's underground. So we did that. And but where I wanted the transformer was a little farther from the house.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are continuing to hunt for Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The White House says an American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were murdered by Hamas is among the 200 still being held. President Biden is scheduled to have a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco this week. The two leaders will meet tomorrow during the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Xi is scheduled to address prominent American business executives. This visit marks Xi's first trip to the United States since 2017, when he visited President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the high court. Lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for a while. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today. Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep, Bert's with us. So, Bert, we have 400-amp service here at the farmhouse. And I know it's unusual, but let me explain why. So when we trenched in maybe 1,300 feet of underground cable from the road to where the transformer is, to step it down to 220, 240 volts, I wanted it, the transformer farther away from the house than the electric utility wanted. So in order to overcome the resistance, we doubled up from 200 to 400 amps. So we have two 200 amp lines running in parallel from the transformer to the meter at the house. That's why we have it. But then we go back down to 200 amp panel, 200 amp transfer switch. And what I wanted to share with the class is, I don't believe you need it. Now, here's why. We have a solar inverter, and it's rated at 6,800 watts. I wanted to see if that solar system could run one heat pump for air conditioning or heat, and run the well pump, which is 238 feet down, and run the lighting and the dishwasher and the washing machine and the automotive lift and the air compressor, the 60-gallon, 5-horsepower air compressor for our shop, and put a car up on the lift. And the answer is it can. 6,800 watts can run our farm. So do we really need a 200-amp service? I submit to you the answer is no. If you cook with gas and you don't use electricity for your hot water heater and you don't have an electric dryer and you don't have an electric stove and you don't have an electric oven and you don't have an electric car. And that's the truth of the matter. Bert, any comments? I mean, you've been to our house. It has everything that, you know, most houses have. You know, lights, heat, air conditioning. Doesn't have robots running around, and no Wi-Fi. But those are small users of electricity. But it does have a central vacuum cleaner, which is 17 amps. Okay, but if you stagger the use of those things, you can get by with 10,000, you know, what you can get by with 6,800 watts. Back to you.
Yeah, so you have two 200-amp services running in parallel, basically.
Well, we have two 200-amp feeds running in parallel. That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the delivery capacity of the wire is 400 amps.
Yeah. What's the gauge on that copper wire?
It's like,
probably pretty thick.
It's the diameter of a nickel.
Wow.
Each. And there's six of them. So there's six of them.
Yeah.
There's three per 200 amp size. I mean, I'm just giving you rough dimensions. You know, if you wanted to prove how strong you were, you'd hold it out in front of you, 3 feet apart and try to bend it. I mean, it's aluminum, and it's really heavy jacketed, but it's very, very heavy, very thick.
Yeah. I guess the neutral has to be thick, too. Technically, if you balanced your load across the 220, which is really 240, right? But if you balanced your load, there wouldn't be that much current in the neutral. But we know that, you know, we don't have balanced loads typically, so there will be some current in the neutral.
Well, it's half the load is in the neutral. So, you know, the way it works is because of the split phase, you have half of the current going. There's three wires. We'll call them the red, the black, and the white, for example. So the white would be the neutral or the common. And from the white to the red is 120 volts. From the white to the black is 120 volts. And from the from the red to the black is 240 volts. So half of the current goes through the white.
Well,
I was thinking of
heavy load items that are 220, like your air conditioner and your heavy items. I would think that the way they would work would be if it's a 220 device, you know, like a clothes dryer or car charger or an air conditioner or a heat pump, that the neutral would not have as much current because it would be going between the two phases of the 220.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. But on the 120 volt side, the neutral is used. But you're right. For the heavy loads, like the automotive lift at our farm, the well pump, the air compressor, you know, the 5-horsepower air compressor, the heat pumps, those things, you're absolutely positively correct. The neutral really does not carry current. However, the heat pumps, the outside units, are typically wired for most houses at 220 volts. then the air handler on the inside, which, you know, circulates the air through the ductwork, that runs at 120 volts. So if you have just two things running, the heat pump on the outside, or the air conditioning unit outside, and the circulator to move that air through the ductwork, if those are the only two things you have running, you have an unbalanced load, exactly what you're saying. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, we call it 220, but if you actually had 220, you'd be considered at the low end because it's typically 240. But we just seem to be saying we always call it 220. Vince, it's interesting the move to 400 amps, and I just don't see that we have the grid or the generation capability to supply that. They're just not, you know, it's funny, you see all these bills for subsidies, and you can even get a subsidy now for buying a used EV that was in the new, well, Vince, they called it an Inflation Reduction Act, which was kind of a joke, but in one of those bills, there's a subsidy you get, so you can buy a used EV. But what I don't see is any kind of a push to upgrade the power grid. I mean, we need more generating stations. We need more transmission lines, and we need it increased all the way down the streets. And I just don't see that going on. Now, when they have new construction for new towns and developments, they're putting in the right things. But, Vince, do you remember that one community? They couldn't finish building it and allow people to move into the new homes because they didn't have the copper and the steel that was required for the wiring that was going to have to go in to bring the electricity to the community. I think we talked about that in a previous class.
It brings a chuckle to my mind. You know, I just want to tell you, Brad, I just did a quick addition for multiple.
And there was a type of steel involved. It wasn't just copper. There was a certain grade of steel that there's a shortage of right now.
Yeah. Well, imagine if we have another war, World War III. I mean, let's say the current escalation intensifies and it keeps spreading to other countries, and pretty soon we're all embroiled in this. Imagine we know where to go for some of the materials that we need to conduct war. So we'll just round up all those Teslas and electric vehicles. We'll say, y'all, we're gonna
melt them down.
Yeah, yeah, we need copper.
Didn't they do that in some previous wars? Have people collecting jewelry?
Jewelry, pots, pans. They were making, in World War I, they were looking for aluminum, they were looking for copper, and people were turning in their tubs, their wash tubs, their pots and pans, and it was all being melted down to be made into brass so they could fire shells at the enemy. Can you imagine that? So, steel, copper, aluminum, nickel, all the metals that are necessary for good life were turned in by people so they could blow up the enemy. And all because of a couple guys, you know, like Hirohito, Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, those guys.
Well,
by the way, Bert, here's one other thing. Yeah, you mentioned 220 volts. It used to be 110.
Yeah.
And then it was 115. So it was 110, 220. And then it was 115, 230. And then it was 120, 240.
Yeah.
I measured yesterday, and I've been measuring it every single day. I haven't measured it this morning yet, but I have a meter that tells me exactly what the voltage is. And it's 123.7 yesterday at our farm. So instead of 120, 240, it's 123.7 and 247. Now, here's my take on that. I think that the utility companies are slowly bumping up the voltage so they can sell more electricity, and also so they can overcome the resistance of the existing wires so people can use more electricity without causing a brownout of everybody else.
Could then I'm thinking about the future war in the EV. So will they need lithium? Because we went through this before. Your typical EV's got 25 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of nickel, 44 pounds of manganese, 30 pounds of cobalt, 200 pounds of copper. They'll probably need that, and 400 pounds of aluminum and steel. So probably they can't use the battery cells per se, but, well, Vince, if they can figure out how to melt them down and get the lithium, that would be a good thing, because right now they don't know how to recycle these batteries economically.
200 pounds of copper. And that's going to be wasted, Bert. It is absolutely going to be wasted. It's a strategic material. It's a strategic metal. We have to have it. Bert, let me ask you this. You're an electrical engineer and an electronic engineer and a circuit designer and a patent holder in electronics. Is there any viable substitute, economically viable, for copper wire?
You know, we just don't use anything but copper in electrical wiring. I know in homes some use aluminum, and I just don't see it anywhere in electronics, though. It's just not effective. Now,
we used to use
gold and silver, but typically it's not going to be, you know, a solid gold or silver strand. Electroplate them or coat them with gold and silver, and that helps the performance. But we don't see any aluminum.
Silver's better than copper in terms of conducting electricity, no question about it. And it's quite immune from corrosion, but it's expensive, and we don't have a lot of that either. We've got less of that than we have of copper. So when you mentioned aluminum for houses, aluminum wiring, Class, there was aluminum wire, like the equivalent of Romex back in the 1970s. But the problem was where it contacted the screws in the receptacles and the switches, the wall receptacles and the wall switches, it would oxidize. And when it oxidized, the resistance increased. And when the resistance increased, the heat of the electricity flowing through that screwed-on wire connection would get hot, and there were house fires. So aluminum wire is no longer, and hasn't been for decades, allowed.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, what happened with the aluminum wire is it was approved in homes probably starting around the 1940s. Aluminum wire. This is for 15 amp and 20 amp circuits, which are typically lighting circuits are 15 amps in houses today, and general purpose circuits around the kitchen and living room, dining room, the rest of the house, bedrooms, 20 amp circuits. So aluminum wire was approved since the 1940s. However, it became more popular between the 1960s and the mid-1970s. And the reason was the price of copper skyrocketed. So people switched from copper, which is a great conductor of electricity, second best, switched from copper to aluminum because the price of copper went up. Well, there were fires in houses because of the expansion of aluminum, the expansion of the screws, the steel or brass screws in the devices like the switches and the receptacles. And the coefficient of expansion of aluminum and brass for the screws or steel, which would be a brass-plated steel screw, was different. So the screws would expand less than the aluminum. The aluminum would heat up faster, expand more, and then the connections would get loose. And also they would oxidize. So those two things, the oxidation and the loosening of the screws, just by using the switches, just by using the receptacles, would become loose, and there'd be more resistance, and there would be arcing, and typically a great way to start a fire. So aluminum wire has been does not meet code anymore in the United States for these small 15 and 20 amp circuits. However, aluminum wire is used in houses for these heavier gauges, like service entrance cable. So wire, when you look at the size of a wire, there's a numerical identifier that says this is the thickness of the wire, the gauge of the wire. So the higher the number, the thinner the wire. So 22 gauge wire is really, really thin, smaller than the dot of a pencil. If you were to put a tiny dot on a piece of paper, the dot that you would make would be about the size of 22 gauge wire, or the period on a printed page of a laser printer, the period or a dot. That would be like 22 gauge. But then, so for houses, aluminum is used for heavy amperage circuits. And the smallest number that I know of is 8 gauge. So 8 gauge, and then it gets thicker at 6 gauge, 4 gauge, 2 gauge, 1 gauge, and then it goes into like 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, and it keeps getting thicker and thicker. So we have aluminum in our house, but only for the heavy gauge circuits like 60 amps and above, okay? But for the 20 amp and 15 amp circuits, it's all copper, the way it's supposed to be. So our house meets code. Actually, it exceeds code. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, is there anything you do to improve the contact when you connect up to that aluminum wire? Do you use extra torque on the screw? Is there a special clamp?
So the size of the cable clamps, the size of the connectors is designed for the size of the wire. So smaller screws, smaller holes that you feed the wire through and tighten it down. And then the plating and the material of the screws is designed to have a similar coefficient of expansion of the material used. So the copper wire with the bus bar, if you will, or the circuit breakers, it's designed to have a similar coefficient of expansion, so you don't have this problem that we had with the aluminum of the screws loosening. Now with the aluminum wire, like it's called service entrance cable in many cases, SE, that wire has a different size connector in the breaker panel and also in the circuit breakers. So it's really designed for larger gauge wire and aluminum. Now, some people use something called anti-corrosion paste. It's kind of like a toothpaste, but it prevents oxidation of that connection. And I talked with the lineman from utility companies, and I said, so y'all use that? And they go, no, we don't use it anymore. And the reason is it would get hard and get brittle, and it would stop working, and maybe it even made it worse. So I don't use that. I used to, but it's no longer in vogue, so I don't use that anymore. So now it's just bare aluminum to a connector that is used for aluminum.
Yeah, and I know...
And switches say, Bert, switches say copper only. You know, receptacles that say copper only. Now, some of them used to say, you know, AL for aluminum, CU for copper. So it would say AL-CU, the elemental names for copper and aluminum. So you could use them theoretically, but it was really crazy to take the risk of using 15 amp and 20 amp wire in aluminum.
Why didn't you go all copper? What was the thinking for using some
copper
aluminum?
Copper wires probably, I don't know, 10 times the cost.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like copper plumbing. It works great.
Yeah.
But to replace copper plumbing, it's so expensive. So, and aluminum works fine for these larger circuits, like the 60 amp circuits, where it works perfectly well. It really does. I've never had a problem. I was telling Mrs. Finelli, do you know Mrs. Finelli? We have never had a problem with our electrical system, nor our plumbing system in our house. Not one problem. And that's because we paid attention.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.